On the cover, Virgo stands, looking like it's taking every last bit of his energy. He clutches his staff and the whip sword of Magnus, one in each hand. Plant growth is starting to climb up his legs, over his armor, and around his tired shoulders.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Virgo Regulus, and I'm ready to sink my claws into this fight.
I'm Wyatt Wexford, the last warden of the Stellar Bastion.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is House of Regulus, issue number 16. The waves strike over unquiet stones.
The first page of the comic has two figures clashed in battle, with behind them an enormous tapestry-style painting of two people locked in battle. The tapestry shows Magnus Regulus in his full armor fighting off an enormous space squid that is just trying to, like, rip at and destroy a countryside. And Magnus's teeth are bared and pulled back, and he is just Regulus Rex right up there. And in front of that, we have our actual scene where Magnus is the enormous threat. The artist has set it up so that the sword snake is whipping around in exactly the same way that one of the space squid's tentacles was, around Virgo's arm, who is held and in this same combat against this much larger foe. Virgo, what do you look like as you're facing down Magnus in all of his glory, with his, like, eyes just pale white and the little bits of plant growth from the arbalist frondescence?
Yeah, I think I look like I'm in trouble. So I remember I, like, came down to where Magnus was in, like, a ratty EV suit that I took from the ship. And that has been, like, since torn to shreds. It is no longer going to work as an EV suit. The faceplate is, like, cracked. So, like, half of the glass, or the transparent aluminum, for all you Star Trek nerds out there, half of that is still there, but it's, like, jagged. And so it's definitely like this shattered helmet image. And there's blood coming from, like, the different seams in the suit. And there are tiny little crawlers, reachers that have started to, like, climb up onto his boots and legs. Awesome. So that every time he takes a step, he has to, like, rip free. But he is still holding his staff, and, like, one end is on fire. And he's, like, swinging it around in, like, wild arcs, trying to parry Magnus Regulus with his, like, huge space sword.
Yeah, and you have certainly faced Magnus Regulus in, like, training situations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never been anything like this. He is hitting harder than, not even just than you would do in training. Mm-hmm. He's swinging harder than you would ever think possible. Like, mm-hmm. you can... There are, every frame just has crashing damage. And, like, mm-hmm. we turn to the next page and he just has a paw forward that has just ripped up a bunch of metal from the ground. And, like, we get the panel that shows the two of you pushing against each other and just ripping the ground beneath. And we then pull back for a panel that's up in space that shows the messed up, tanker that you stole from a drug dealer and then flew across the galaxy, in which Leonova is stationed. She looks completely flustered because until, I think, minutes ago, she was under some of the effect of the arbalest, and she's just bringing her ship around. And in the distance, we can start seeing just warp drives flicking into existence as the army from the Nova Sphere arrives. Leo relaxes for a minute, which is great for her, but we as the readers know that that army is not an army we'd like to see, because we get inside one of their ships and there's plant life all over the place. its white eyes as far as the eyes can see. And then we're going to zoom down to the balcony on which Wex landed. Wex, you told us last time this was not the most graceful of landings.
No, I kind of like hit the tile floor and rolled. And I think we probably get a couple panels of Wex like getting up on one knee and like there's like smoke coming off of him from where like he's wearing a space suit. It's probably the same space suit that Virgo was wearing. It's probably in a little bit better condition, but not like a lot. And it's like he came down through the atmosphere, so it's a little bit smoking. And I think that he sees this like combat happening in front of him, and we see like a close-up panel of his face, and like something in his eye like rotates and twitches because he kind of has this eye tech, and it just like something spins, and you can see the pupils kind of widen, his hair turns like a bright like alert red, like not like red hair red, but like alert kind of like panic red, and then he disappears as he turns on his cloaking device.
And now we're going to go right down into that throne room again. What is the position that we're going to zoom in on as you and Magnus fight? Like, how are you set up in this moment?
Yeah, so I think it's we're going to cut back and see as Magnus like wails Virgo like right in the side with this metal.
Yeah.
Like Virgo gets like tossed across the room and does that thing where you like slam into a wall and you leave cracks and like dust falls from the ceiling.
Perfect.
And then the next panel is going to be like a close up to the side of Virgo's EV suit where we see like these little like fronds, these little tiny roots that have like started to seep in. And then Virgo gets up and like sprints and does like a Superman punch. To connect with Magnus, like right on the chin.
Awesome. And I think that we just get that, like, that moment of speed because mm-hmm. while you're getting up and getting ready, Magnus is just like shaking his sword to whip it back out into the long electrical snake mode. Go ahead and give me a directly engage a threat.
I would love to do that. So I got a 9 on the dice. I don't have any conditions, and directly engage rolls with danger. Which is a -2 right now.
Oh, that's real close.
So that's a 7.
That's a 7. That's great. A 7 to 9 is a hit.
Yep.
So you can resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
I am going to take something from him.
All right. What are you going to take?
So I think I think I like connect with him and he goes flying and like Virgo looks down and there's the sword of Regulus.
Nice.
And he like reaches it and grabs it. And this is like a full page splash that I think like makes the cover even.
Yeah.
Where it's like Virgo covered in these vines that have like now even, and this goes into the fact that I didn't resist or avoid their blows. The vines have now come up behind me and are going to like engulf me. But right awesome. Now I'm like standing in that like superhero power pose with both my staff and the sword of Regulus and like both are on fire. And I just think like as amazing and as impressive as this splash looks to fit the tone of House of Regulus. I think like Virgo's going to like stare down and look real mean. And he's going to say, "You're not my real dad."
Incredible. So Magnus hit back like this, just collapses. He takes out a table, mm-hmm. you know, there's things flying all over the place. And as he stands back up, he just grabs one end of a dining table and just lifts it up with one hand
mm-hmm.
and just gets like just opens his mouth into just this enormous, terrible roar. And in his mouth, we can see that there's just like plant life. It's like he just took a chomp out of a salad and then opened his mouth, but it's all like alive. We get that roar and him like preparing to swing the dining room table at you. Wex, you're coming in from a balcony.
Yeah.
There's like a couple steps down onto like a little landing place, but there's a couple of guards there.
Okay.
Now you're invisible. The guards are a leopard person. What's the other guard look like?
They've got the like Anubis style kind of like hyena
jackal
face.
Yeah, and they're both obviously decked out in Regulus armor that's not the highest level. It's the, you know, couple down, so it's less elaborate and spiky, but still has like the maw as the logo and everything like that.
Are they also covered in the plant stuff as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. There's plants like growing out from inside the armor and everything like that.
God, what do I do?
And they're just positioned like just looking down and watching the fight.
Oh, they're
like, get down there. The arbalest knows that Magnus is powerful enough to destroy the young kitten Virgo.
I'm just kind of crouched invisible watching the fight, and I'm digging around through some like pouches or on a belt, and I pull out what looks like it looks like a jet engine. If a jet engine were like cell phone size, like it's really small, like it's tiny.
Yeah.
And it's got and so I'm like digging around looking for other things, and I pull out some like extending cords that are like coiled together so I can hook one end onto this like jet engine and then like pull out an extending like zip cord. And what I want to try to do is find somewhere to like creep up and like hook on to like the like some piece of armor that's like part of like a belt or a strap or something on each of these guys, and then set off the thruster so that it will like pull them backwards off of the side of the belt, like off somewhere, like out into the air.
Nice. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Okay. So that's a 9, 10, 11. It's an 11.
Jeez. Yeah, so we get a panel that we get the two cables being hooked on and the little engine to life and just goes flying out into space. And we see both of the guards like look down and like clasp their hand over where the cable is and then just get dragged out.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we've got this little engine flying and the two of them just kind of dangling off of it as Wex now has like a view down on the throne room.
And all of that is with Wex in like, because he's invisible, so it's all like he's drawn in a monotone like light blue that when you wave a black light over kind of like sparkles a little bit.
Yeah
Perfect.
If I have a moment here looking down over this, seeing the fight, can I assess the situation?
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll plus superior.
And I will have a negative 2 on this as well.
Okay.
It's a 9.
All right. So you can ask one and you'll take a plus 1 forward when acting on the answer.
And because I have sharpened eyes, when I assess the situation, I may always ask one of the following questions, even on a miss. So I have a couple extra questions added to my list. I want to know what is the biggest threat. Is it like, is it Magnus or is it something else?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I asked it.
So you're like looking down and taking everything in, and your subdermal display starts to go off.
Mm-hmm.
That you're looking down at this fight, and it's a very big, flashy fight, obviously. But a whole bunch of Arbalest Frondescence has just arrived in space.
Okay.
Like you've got like basically a display that shows in front of you and then just like heat arrows basically
going
behind you. And like you see up in the sky, just dozens of ships coming down towards the Maw.
Yeah.
This enormous castle.
I love, so I like, I probably look down at my wrist to see that display. And then I think we probably get another panel where he turns around and looks up at the star, like at the sky, and we can't see anything. And then we get that close up and his mechanical eye like zooms in. And then we can see I guess you really couldn't do it in a comic, but there's that classic like sci-fi space zoom and refocus where it zooms in and he can see that there are all these like ships in the upper atmosphere closing in around this.
Yeah, and you can see that like the tanker that you guys came in on is hurtling down in front of these other ones. So like the tanker is clearly fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
And with your zoom in, I think we maybe even get we get Leo's panicked face as she's bringing the ship in as best as she can.
Yeah.
And then, but behind you, there's just like, there's like an enormous crash, and we get a panel that shows Magnus just like ripping his arm out from the wall where he's just punched through the side of the castle and is turning around again back towards Virgo. His lips pull back and you see just like all of his teeth, and he growls out,
"There is no taking the Maw. You know this, Virgo. Stand down."
I think he just says, like, "No, thank you," and then gets Magnus, like, right underneath the chin again with the staff.
Yeah.
But Magnus no-sells it, where it's just, like, a thunk, and he, like, looks back, and then the vines that are, like, up behind Virgo, like, swallow him, essentially.
Very cool. And so we just show Virgo just going down under all of these vines, mm-hmm. and we get like a moment of Virgo's vision that gets just like the green coming across it with all of the lines yeah. coming past. And then the next panel just shows Wex looking down at the throne room where Magnus is walking up with a just one huge claw raised.
Yeah.
And then lowering it down into the mass of Frondescence.
Yes.
And just pulling Virgo up with the, and both of them now have the white eyes and the plants growing all over.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Wex.
I think this is what we see. We see the panel of, we see that happening, and then we see a panel of Wex looking down over the balcony. Like I think he's up on like a higher tier. So he's looking yeah. down over this fight. And we see like a panicked expression on his face. And then I think in the next panel, we see this mostly from like we've always sort of see him. We see him in the like the light blue invisible thing, and I think we don't see that. We just see like one. We see like there's the thing they do in comics where you can like see where invisible footprints are because there's like a little bit of like motion on the ground, yeah. and mm-hmm. so you can see like one invisible footprint thing on the ground and one up on the railing as he like has jumped over, and then we get a panel of Virgo standing now next to Magnus. Both of them kind of have the white glazed over in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to like walk off in one direction, like out of this throne room. Mm-hmm. And like before they can maybe take like two steps, a solid wall of like dull orange light appears mm-hmm. in front of them and blocks them. And they like kind of look around and they're in this like smallish dome of a force field, and Wex decloaks just behind them inside the force field with them, and is going to try to grab Virgo. I think he maybe hasn't fully even realized what's happened, like how fully maybe Virgo has been taken here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's going to try to grab him and like pull him away from Magnus.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers. I know this looks like it could be a defend, yeah. but I think it isn't yet. I think it's...
Mm-hmm. I'm hopeless, so negative 2. So it's plus 1 to what's on the dice. The dice is 10, so it's an 11.
So it's 11. Nice. So you do it. And so what are you trying to do? You're just trying to pull him away?
I'm trying to like physically get him a little bit separated, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So no problem. The Frondescence is still like getting its hold, I think. And so like Virgo is in a little bit of just a walking stupor. And so you grab onto his arm and start to pull him away. And he just kind of like, he's lurching a little bit, but he's following.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to like, I just like touch something on my wrist and throw up like there's like the hard orange shield that's around us. And I'm just going to throw up a lighter like see-through shield that's like divides this little circle thing to break us apart from where Magnus is. And like it's not like a really strong force field. It's not going to last that long, but it might give us like a few seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm just going to just kind of like just like bop Virgo on the head. just kind of like he's kind of just trying to like maybe like reset him or something, like just kind of like a light whack. And it's just like, Virgo buddy, are you still in there? Are you still, can you hear me? And he's kind of like he holds maybe like he one of like something like a, it does the one of something in his finger like lights up like a flashlight, and he kind of like moves the light in front of his eyes, does the like the doctor checking somebody, and he's just like, are you okay, are you in there, did they get you already?
And I think something very gross that we see here in the TV adaptation, because again I don't think that we could see this in like the comics, but like when CW produces this as a TV show, I think like as the light goes past Virgo's eyes, you can see the light like go, and there's like little green veins that like swell as the light touches them, and Virgo starts to like phosphoresce and photosynthesize, and like he reaches out with a hand and like grabs that light source. And you can see the like green just travel up through his arm. And then he says the same thing that Magnus says, which was, I think, you cannot take the maw. And then he shoves Wex back.
I'm trying to decide if I want you to directly engage a threat or not. Well, Wex, are you a threat?
I think right now, no.
Okay.
I mean, I think probably never really. I think that in a sort of bigger picture, Virgo probably takes Wex in a like at least in a fist fight any day. If they're in a larger space, maybe Wex has some time to like set up. He could Batman his way out of it. But like
when we do Protean City Contest of Champions in Battle World. So then we just get a panel that shows Virgo just push Wex back, and Wex, I think you stumble back and like slam into your own shield.
Yeah.
Does it shatter behind you or does it hold you up?
I think it holds me up. Like nice. This is the thing I'm good at. I think I'm not done. I'm committed to at least holding us here for like a little bit of time.
So we get you slamming back into it, and in front of you, we get like a panel from your view that shows Virgo still holding his staff and the snake sword, and just looming behind him, the enormous, almost like demon bear style giant shape of Magnus, with one claw up against the shield, getting like feeling it to try to figure out if he can come through. And just like with that extra light that you put directly onto it, the frondescence is just glowing and just growing.
Ooh.
Virgo, we're going to go into your mind for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
This is one of those space comics. Those things have to get weird occasionally.
Is it, you know? is it like the black screen and there's like a little spotlight on like vines and stuff, and then like Virgo, normal Virgo, is like standing on that, and like from somewhere off screen we get that like voice, the voice bubbles like dripping.
Absolutely. But then there's bits of Kirby crackle that's like on top of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the like a vague shape of eyes. We've got that nice UV light thing that gets used for Wex all the time. And when you bring up the UV, it just, the entire page is completely covered with vines and eyeballs watching in all directions.
Hell yeah.
And you are there surrounded in the frondescence. The voice, just the dripping voice, just says, "Lion Cub, why do you fight this?"
"It's my family, and you gotta fight for your family, right?"
And overlapped like seven different times, and including one text box that is that uses when Magnus speaks, his first letter is always like a big, grand, like illuminated script.
I love that.
And so we've got like five layers of like the dripping text and also the illuminated text at the beginning, saying, "We are your family. Why would you fight your family?" And we get like a panel next that shows Wex starting to stand up and like get himself back into a standing position. And Magnus just muttering, Magnus and Virgo muttering at the same time,
"Yeah,
we are your family." Virgo, what do you do?
Well, I'm gonna back inside the frondescence. I'm gonna ask, like, "How are you? I don't know you. You're not my family. I don't have time with you. I've never fought with you. You mean nothing to me."
Are you trying to provoke it?
I think that Taylor is trying to provoke Wex into revealing how he feels about Virgo.
All right. So we get you saying that into the arbalest, mm-hmm. and like just the arbalest vibrating with that question. And at the same time, we have a panel right next to it. We have like two panels going down the sides of the
comic. Yeah, and they share voice bubbles.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so Wex, you're hearing this question, this statement that he doesn't know you, that you're not his family. Virgo, go ahead and roll to provoke.
Yeah.
Because Wex is definitely susceptible to Virgo's words.
Oh, yeah. Huh,
who would have thought? So I got a 4 on the dice.
Oh, no.
We could use team.
You can use team selfishly to raise one of your stats and to raise one of your labels and lower another label.
I don't know how I could do something selfishly here. Because Virgo's not aware of what's happening outside of the Front Essence. So he doesn't know about how his words are having an effect on Wex.
I mean, that might be enough. You're dealing with just you're dealing just with the Front Essence. You don't know that you're potentially
that is fair
hurting Wex.
I would take that, which means that I have a 7.
Okay, so go ahead and raise your superior and lower a different label.
Okay, I'm raising my superior and I'm lowering my lowering my savior.
Sounds good. So on a 7 to 9, if they do it, add a team to the pool, or if they don't do it, they mark a condition. So you're basically offering Wex a carrot or a stick.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to add the carrot. If you do it, add a team to the pool.
Awesome.
Because I'm spending team to give team.
And what is the ask? What is the question again?
Yeah, I would like Wex to maybe emotionally declare how he feels about Virgo. Whether or not if he sees Virgo as family or not.
So Wex, I think, is mostly like in all of those panels where it's like the two columns where it's you, Virgo inside his mind talking to the Front Essence and mm-hmm. Magnus or whatever, this double voice.
Yeah.
And speaking these things out loud. And I think that we see like just it's all like close-ups of like we see like Wex's face as he like stands up, maybe like spits out some blood and like kind of like brushes himself off and is like kind of looking at you, like is making like extreme eye contact, because I think you're probably glazed over, like, or maybe even nothing has happened from my perspective, and mm-hmm. so it still looks like you're just talking to me, and we see like this range of emotion where at first he's confused, and then he's like, you can see that he's like sure. He like, I don't even know how to explain what the face expression would look like, but it's like it conveys that like he's positive that this is the Front Essence speaking through you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he's like not so sure. And then he's like maybe kind of pretty sure that it's not.
Yes.
But he's like doubting himself. Like he's just like he's not positive. And he kind of is gonna like move around this like little circle a little bit, mm-hmm. And see if you will follow him. Like, and I think that you probably do a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's mostly trying to see if you will like take a step towards him. And I think you don't. I think you are standing there, mm-hmm. and he's gonna walk up to you, So he's going to say, I don't know if you mean that. I don't know if you are hearing me. I don't know if you're speaking to someone else. I don't know if this is the Front Essence, but that's not true. That's a lie. That's not you. You don't believe that. And like, I think that we sort of see like more belief and like reassurance coming over his face as he's like, and I don't believe that. Like, that's bullshit. We have traveled together. We are family. You like, we have fought together. We went inside of a sun together. We've kept each other alive. We found each other again after months apart on Earth. And this thing isn't going to take you from me, and it's not going to take me from you, and we're going to get over this. And he is going to reach into his into like another pouch, and I think he pulls out like a it looks like an EpiPen, except that you can see what's inside of it. And I think that he kind of like he almost like screws it into his own arm a little bit. Like there's a piece of tech where he can like screw it into like the inside of his elbow, and it like it you can see the liquid inside of it turns from like a clear to like an orangish red. Like it's not blood colored. And he kind of like flips it in his hand a couple times after he unscrews it, and he just says, "Whether or not that's you, whether or not you can hear me," and he kind of maybe even like waves a hand in front of your head, in front of your eyes, he said, and he kind of, I think he looks past you at Magnus and almost speaks to Magnus, and it's just like, "This is something that the Front Essence can't take from us. It doesn't understand what this is. It doesn't understand what family is. And so I can't let it have you." And he just jabs the EpiPen thing into like your shoulder, somewhere where like the vac suit is ripped.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is, it's some kind of a tech that he is using, like nanobots from inside his own body, to like overcharge your immune system to fight off this thing. And I kind of really love the idea that maybe we even like go back to the mind space where you see the Front Essence and Wex like appears.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Nice.
Because he's sort of saying like, I reject this view. I know this isn't you. I believe that this is, that we are friends. I believe that we are family, and I'm going to put my own body on the line by like putting my skin in the game here.
Yeah.
Nice. Go ahead and roll to defend, and don't roll a 6-, because otherwise this comic's going to end very sadly.
So the bad news is that I, defend is what? Defend is savior. My savior is a 0, and I am insecure. But because you have influence over me, I get to ignore insecure when I defend you.
Tight.
Oh, nice.
So it's just a straight whatever's on this dice.
And I think you have influence over me, because we have influence over each
okay.
other.
Okay, so it's plus one.
It's got a plus one.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I rolled a 3.
Good.
Plus one is 4.
Yep.
That's it. It's a 4.
Oh, good.
Okay. Shit. We have a moment of Wex just appearing in the mind space, and everything he said, like, bubbling out. So we get this moment that you are also floating in the Front Essence. Not connected directly to it yet, but just like through your nanobots that you have put into Virgo. Mm-hmm. And so Wex appears for a second in front of you, Virgo. And he's like reaching for your hand. And then suddenly his hands go up to his throat. And the image of Wex looks like he's trying to pull something off from around his neck. And we come back to a full splash page that shows Magnus holding Wex up in the air.
Yeah.
Because the shields have come down and he just has the boy up by his throat. And his teeth are pulled back. It looks like he's ready to just eat. Virgo, you can see in front of you, you can see Wex being strangled. And you can see that he's lifted up. His feet are not touching the ground. And from the other panel, we've seen it's like a good like 4 or 5 feet off the ground, because Magnus big.
Mm-hmm. I think I like run over to the image of Wex, and I'm like scrabbling. I'm like trying to see what's on his throat, and I think I can't see anything. So I just like shout up to the Front Essence. I shout like, "He is my family. You are not. You leave him alone right now." And I just like start shooting flames into the darkness, like just all around me, to no avail.
Go ahead and roll to defend.
Yeah. Nice. That is a 10 on the dice, and defend is with Savior. So that's an 11.
Nice. On a 10 plus, you keep them safe, and you can add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
Cool.
And if you take influence over someone who you have influence over, you shift their labels.
Yeah. But I think you can't take it.
Oh, because the Nomad.
Because Nomad.
So yeah, so you can add a team to the pool or clear a condition, and you also save him from the threat.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So it's not that you can't take influence over me. You can choose that option. So others cannot take influence over you. If they would, instead they choose to mark potential or inflict a condition on me.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to inflict a condition on me or mark potential,
yeah,
then you can do that.
So it says clear condition. Is that clear one of my conditions?
Yeah, one of yours. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to take that influence and just turn it into a potential.
Okay, sounds good. So I think we see you like swinging the fire around and blasting the flames, and one of them does connect with Magnus, and the flames just shoot over him, and we get a panel that is just covered with Kirby crackle and fire of the frondescence in your mind around you, and you are cleared from it. And there's just like falling ash around you. Magnus is stumbling back. You can see that he's like badly burned. Some of his fur is still on fire, but he has dropped Wex. At that moment, all around you, all of these lights start going off. Like, the throne room starts to... it has big projected images of grandeur. And all of that starts turning to, like, basically battle station, war room style screens that are showing just ships descending and showing, like, a major attack on Regulus. But both of you are now
We're conscious.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm...
And Wex, you're definitely, like, you have been dropped to the ground, and you were just being strangled.
Yeah.
So there's probably some, like, coughing.
But we're both out of Virgo's mind space.
You're out of the mind space, okay.
I think I pull Wex into, like, a giant bear hug, like, off-the-ground bear hug. And then I set him down, and I go, I think, like, despair... I'm going to actually mark a condition here, just voluntarily. Okay. I'm going to mark hopeless and say, Regulus Station is lost. Wex, we got to get out of here.
What about Magnus? Is he okay? Is he on the ground? Like, he's like a little bit on fire, you said?
Yeah, he has been blasted back by this. He's a little on fire. He's starting to stand up and is like, he's got a big cloak on, and he like undoes the cloak and tosses it to the side where it just is like burning casually in the middle of this room.
Like,
go ahead.
I was going to say, looking over at him a little bit, like, the frondescence still has him. Like, he's your family. Like, shouldn't we stay and save him somehow? I don't know how, but.
And I think like this breaks Virgo. He's just like, He looks at Wex and he looks at Magnus, and like Magnus is like starting to walk over, just like slowly plodding. I think Virgo still has the sword and the staff. Virgo hands Wex the staff. He says, I'll deal with Magnus, maybe. But I need you to do something for me.
Sure. What?
In every Regulus station, there is an archive that just tells the story of the station. And if this one is gone, I need you to grab this archive.
Okay. You might, he kind of like reaches out and maybe like touches your hand or your arm a little bit. He grabs the staff and kind of like grabs your arm a little bit. And he's like, you might feel a little bit of, tingling in your blood. I put some nanobots in you. I'm sorry. I hope that that's okay. I was trying to save you. I don't know that it worked. They'll flush out after a day or two. I'm sorry if that was a little bit too invasive or something, but you know, the front essence is bad.
Wex, you are literally my best friend and you never have to apologize to me. Thank you for saving me. Go get that archive.
And he's going to just kind of like nod and have like a really big, dumb, goofy smile on his face.
I would like to roll the comfort and support with that.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So that's a 9 on the dice, and comfort and support uses...
Mundane,
which for me is 2.
All right.
That's and 10. I have influence, so that is...
It's like a 13.
Yeah, it's real good.
All right, so you, on a hit, they hear you, they mark potential, clear a condition, or shift labels if they open up to you. And on a 10+, you can also add a team to the pool or clear a condition yourself.
I'm adding that team because I don't have conditions.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, you decided to mark a condition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna clear it as soon as I marked it because I'm no longer, yes. I don't think it makes sense that I'm hopeless anymore.
So on a hit, I hear you. You were saying you're my best friend. I think that I have one arm on one of your arms, and I've grabbed the staff from you, and I kind of like let the staff fall into like the into my shoulder, and I think I just like kind of give you a really quick hug, and I'm like, you're my best friend too.
Yeah,
we're gonna get out of here alive.
Yay!
This thing isn't gonna stop us. And then he maybe disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. Runs off on a mission. So I am going to clear a condition, sweet Jesus. I'm gonna clear hopeless. I don't think I'm hopeless anymore.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
We have a plan, sort of.
I see something interesting here, where sharing a vulnerability or weakness with Leonova, because I want to get her back in the story.
Okay.
Because I think that she's still up there, and I imagine she's doing some sort of like badass dog fighting with the Frond Essence that's like trying to get into her into the ship.
Definitely. Like she's now, I think now they're because we got to make everything cool.
Yeah.
She's now at like city level, and they're trying to land, and she's not letting them.
Mm.
So like every time one of them starts to slow and get ready into like a landing position, which of course she recognizes because it is Novosphere stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She just immediately zooms in and just starts firing and like hitting off their shields in a way that like they're knocked off course, and like they're all trying to fire at her, but she's like spinning between them and like just doing everything she can. It's very clear that she's like running out of ability to do it. There's scorch marks all along the holler.
Mm-hmm. And so I am going to call up on the comms and just be like, Leo, I don't know what you're doing up there, but I'm sure you're doing a great job. This station is lost. Wax is running to grab the archives. I have to fight my dad. I don't know if I can do it, but I just wanted you to know that I am very happy that you're here with us. And I just need you to tell me that it's going to be okay.
Oh man, is that what is the question from the vulnerability weakness?
Yeah. Ask them to confirm or deny that you should be here. Like he's essentially asking her to say like, no, you are supposed to be here, and we as a team can do it.
Leo is like, you can see her. We get a panel that just shows her panicked look, and like all of her feathers are sticking up in every direction. We can see as readers that she was like on the verge of breaking. And then she gets this call that's like, hey, tell me things are okay, right? And she breathes in through her nose, and there's like this like thing of this weird bird breath in. And she says, Regulus and Nova have stood against each other for generations. And now Nova stands in defense of Regulus from Nova. And we get like a panel of her like swinging abruptly to the side and just like a blast just destroying a monument.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, if there was ever a time for the impossible to occur, it's now. My respect, Regulus. I believe in you. And then we just get a panel of her just like hurling herself into this mass of Nova ships that there's like, this is impossible. There's no way, right? So we get that conversation, that panel. And then we see Magnus just crack his neck to the side and limber up his shoulders. And he says, touching, are you done?
And I think I like ready the sword of Regulus like a baseball bat. And I'm like, I am now.
Perfect. We go back down to Wex, who's just sprinting downstairs. Are you invisible or are you visible?
I am I am invisible, I think, yes. Yes, I'm invisible. Okay.
So you're going down, and this is, it's like a tech castle. Mm-hmm. So it has both, like, super cool tech stuff going on, and also, like, you know, it's stones, because that's rad.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. And up ahead of you, you can hear just, like, clattering, hissing, roaring fighting.
Okay.
What do you do?
Is it, like, I'm imagining that I'm, like, heading down, like, weaving staircases that are heading deeper and deeper. Is it, like, fighting down where I'm going, or, like, off in one direction?
Down towards where you're going.
Okay. I'm going to slow up, like, once I get to the point where I'm, like, I need to go through a door or turn a corner, and then, like, the fight will be there. That's where he, like, slows up. Maybe he even, like, taps the invisibility on and off a couple times just to, like, confirm, yep, I'm invisible.
Yep, I'm invisible.
He's got the staff. I like the idea that it's even, like, there have been a couple security points between where I'm like getting down the stairs, and he has to use the staff as like a key card to like wave his way through, and like
dope.
So I'm gonna kind of open the door, or let's say that there's a place where there's a door that's like been blown off already.
Perfect.
Because I think that's better.
And
I'm going to kind of like make sure I'm invisible, take a deep breath, and then turn and like move into the room, hugging the wall that I was just like against. So I'm like out of the way potentially, and try to get a sense of what is going on in this big room with all this fighting. Who is fighting?
Even? Yeah. In the room, like, there are bodies strewn around everywhere. Like, this was a place of a major fight.
Mm-hmm.
And things have been absolutely destroyed. This is like, let's say it's like a barracks-y mess hall kind of thing. And so there's like plenty of kitchen stuff. There's like you take like a step in, and there's like a knife that's like just dug into stone. But standing in the middle of the room is Ares.
Uh-huh.
He is shirtless with like three pieces of armor on him. One that's like just around the back of his neck, one on an arm, and he has like a one of those like pleated metal skirt style things around his hips that's just like keeping, like, that basically is covering just the tops of his legs. He's got like just casual hanging around pants on, and he has a blaster in one hand, and his other hand is just like balled up into a fist that has just come off of another soldier. He has no frondescence on him, and everyone else is just covered with plants. And we can see that he's like, he's breathing heavily and just turns, blasts somebody down and is looking around, and his lizard nostrils just flare for a moment. And he goes, show yourself.
Are there enemies in the room with us, or is it just the two of us now?
As far as you can tell, it's the two of you. Like, okay. Everyone in this room is on the floor. Like, people have been clear. Yeah. Like, there's like broken cabinets with people, like, with their head like knocked into it. Yeah.
Okay. Still invisible, Wex would just say, "You're not gonna punch me, right? Or shoot me?
Are you plant free?
I don't have a plant.
Yep. Show yourself.
Wait, that's not a promise. Are you gonna promise you're not gonna shoot me or punch me?
If I have to find you, I'm gonna shoot you or punch you.
And so Wex will decloak, like, curiously. He's very close to him. He's not on the wall anymore where we probably thought he was. He's like up pretty close, like watching the gun hand. And he is going to just sort of like immediately, like, they'll make eye contact, and he's going to immediately start moving around, looking at all the other people, maybe like kicking at some of the people on the floor, and just be like, wow, you really, showed these guys what was up, right? Like, wow. You're Ares, right?
Yeah, you're
Wex.
You're Virgo's friend.
Yeah.
Wex. Yeah. Is Virgo here?
Yes.
Is he clear-eyed?
Yes.
Where is he? And like, as he's saying this, he has turned his back to Wex and is like going and grabbing a leather jacket. that he like quickly swings around his shoulders and is like trying to make himself look a little bit more presentable. He's got some splatters of various different colored blood on his face. But he doesn't have his armor. Mm-hmm. Obviously he's got just bits of it. The rest of it is just shattered all over the place.
He's fine for now. He's upstairs fighting. Do you know where the archive is? I'm looking for the archive.
Down two levels. You have his staff. You have his staff and he's fighting upstairs.
It's a lot. It's a lot to explain. He's upstairs. He's fighting Magnus. He gave me the staff.
He's fighting Magnus.
Magnus is fighting him. It's complicated. The front essence has Magnus for now, at least. The station is under threat. Like, I don't think that this castle is going to survive. We need to go get the archive. He sent me to get the archive. Can you come with me and make sure I live to get to the archive? I can't fight all these people like you can.
Go ahead and roll to provoke.
Do you have any conditions that
I'm guilty, so I get a -2 to provoke. So
on the plus side, the fact that he knows, like, that you know about Virgo, he's gonna give you influence.
Okay,
that he knew that,
so I'll get a +1, so just be flat.
Yeah,
flat,
so it'll be
roll.
A flat roll. Yeah.
Oh, fuck off, dice. That's another 3.
Ares just scowls at you and says, "You go to look for information while your friend is in danger? What kind of friend does that make you?" And he reaches to the wall, and there's just like a huge butcher's knife, like way oversized butcher's knife, just sticking out of the stone. He grabs it, rips it out, and says, I'm going for Virgo. Get your archive. And just like storms past you. And I'd like you to take a powerful blow, because he's saying you're a bad friend.
I know, that's a lie.
And he definitely does like the shoulder bump to you.
Yeah.
And he's way bigger than you are. There's like gonna be a stumble back. Cause I think he's bigger than Virgo even.
Oh yeah.
He's wider at least.
Yeah. He's.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
So that's an 8 on the dice +3. So that's an 11.
Would you like to remove yourself from the situation, flee, pass out, etc., lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or 2 options from the 7 to 9 list?
Let's lose control of my powers in a terrible way.
So Ares steps forward and bumps your shoulder, and we see him just like going up the hallway with this big old knife ready to protect Virgo. And then you're just alone in this room full of fallen people. And we see just like a moment of just panic on your face, and your subdermals start to light up. And the subdermal on your arm suddenly flashes the logo of the Stellar Bastion. And there is a second that we see like subdermal lines all over you forming what looks like the shape of like where armor would connect to you. But you don't have.
I don't have a lot of that armor, yeah.
Then the entire thing flashes and the room fills with crackle for a moment. And then standing in front of you is a young woman about your age. Her eyes are covered with white. She has the plant life growing all over her, and she does have the armor of the Stellar Bastion. The crackle fades away, and she's staring you right in the eyes, and she says, "The Stellar Bastion has fallen. Regulus has fallen. Wex, we've failed, and that's okay. It's time for us to accept the Arbalest." And she holds out her hand to you. You recognize immediately that this is the person that you used to play against in your arcade days.
Wex looks at her hand, looks at her armor. Back in the day when he went with the ship back to the sanctuary to get his to meet the Stellar Bastion, and they weren't there. There was like a set of armor which was what he was wearing, and it was already missing pieces. And he has since then had to like sell some of those pieces. Like there are like chunks of the armor he had to sell pieces of to like get passage through a system or something like that. And so like he hasn't seen a full set of armor ever, and or a partial set even like in a long time. And so this is like a figure of a person who looks a lot like the pictures of what the full Stellar Bastion looks like. And so I think that hits him for a little bit, but he hears the voice, he recognizes the face, and he looks down at the hand, and I'm just going to like drop the staff into like a horizontal position, pointed right at her, and just say, "No, you failed," and fire. You turn to the last page of the comic and find a page of letters to the editor. Do you have questions or comments? Send your letters in written or short audio format to letters@protean.city. We'll publish your letters with every issue and a response from our editors. Dear Protean City, please tell me about the bunnies on the moon. It's been a rough week, and I need this. Love, Alice Kira. Alice, this is a deep pull. Not many people remember the Logomorphers. It was one of the first comics I worked on back when I was a writer. You'll remember the pitch, of course. An alien ship crash lands on Earth and grants incredible transforming powers to the first five creatures they encountered, five humble rabbits. With the powers to transform, the Logomorphers could finally protect the world against the evil Professor Stotkrates. Most people don't remember, though, that at the very end of that series, after most people had stopped reading, the people of Earth turned on the Logomorphers, and they decided to go to the moon and build a city there where they could live in peace while keeping a watchful eye on the planet. I'll have to dig out one of my old original issues this weekend. Thank you for the memories.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt.
Virgo Regulus is played by Taylor LaBresche, who can be found on Twitter at Leviathan Files. Check out his podcast, Game Closet, and buy his games at riverhousegames.com. Wyatt Wexford was played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns.
The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.